In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor. Bill Vickery, presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
Good morning, Bill Vickery.
I'm very jealous, you two. I've never had the opportunity to be at a NASCAR event, and I am told by everyone that does it, you got to go in person, you got to see it. It's a spectacle. It's unbelievable. Yeah. And you two, clearly, you knew the right man to bring along with you. See, that's what David does better than anyone else. He knows the person that can get him into the VIP. And so, very well done.
You are our show.
Yes.
Yes. But Bill, you know, I tell you, Roger and I have both been to one NASCAR race, but to have access as a media member, and we had that yesterday and last night, and then to have it the day before with a former NASCAR owner, just gave us a different viewpoint and different perspective. And
right.
You're right, Bill. Let me tell you, it is, when those cars, we watched it from up top, and when those cars, 40 cars would come around at 185 miles an hour, the roar and the shaking that you could feel the presence. I mean, it's, you know, you got 40 machines that are doing 200 miles an hour, and it just on the senses, you know, it overwhelms the senses that you're seeing, that you're smelling the gasoline and the fuel and all that. But it's interesting. You know, NASCAR's not what it was. You know, it was very popular, what, 2000
in the late 90s.
Yeah, late 90s, it was, you know, it was on steroids. It was really, maybe literally at the time, but it was, you know, that was before you lost Dale Earnhardt. And they're trying to get back to that. I don't know if they'll ever get back to that.
They changed a bunch of the rules, and they just went away. They lost focus on who they were, and they tried to be too cute with things, and now they're all, thankful to Mark Martin. I mean, our guy from Arkansas, right. Mark was an integral part of changing the dynamic back to more what it used to be. And one of the big things was the rule change and going back to, you know, we sit along and talked a lot. They were so curious and learning, understanding about points and how important now it is that you finish. Like, we'd have had a couple cars both nights, you know, they're two laps down, three laps down, four laps down. But at the end of the day, they need those points, and they also need to get paid.
Even a guy who clearly was out of the race from the start, he kept going, even though he even got lapped eventually.
Well, and like the attrition, how the attrition ate up a lot of the cars. He only had one 11-car pileup, on Saturday night. Well, that guy now, all of a sudden, leapfrogs. He's going to get a bigger payday, plus he's going to gain points. And that's like last night with Ryan Blaney. I mean, he max pointed last night, which was 75 points. Won both stages, won the race, and so – you know, and it led most laps. So it's very important now, and that's what Mark brought back. Hey, it used to be win and you're in, and that meant if you won a race, you were in the playoffs. Well, everybody was just trying to win one race and get in, and the rest of it didn't matter.
Yeah.
And so you lost the dynamic of people, the importance of being competitive.
All right, I got you.
Bill, you and I will be seeing each other next week. It's almost time for SEC Media Days. What are your expectations? Because what you're going to do, you have a media pass as well, so we'll do.
Right.
I'll do your show with you Sunday, and then you'll be able to come over and do your segment with us Monday, and then any other opportunities you want to come over. What are you sort of expecting? All 16 coaches will be there. Everyone will have players.
I'm going on Stats' show one point there on Radio Row as well, from the WHBQ radio in Memphis. Believe me, I have a little fedora that has a little thing that's pressed, a little, little piece of paper up at the top. I've got a mustard blazer that says KABZ Radio, and do not think for one second that I'm not prepared with questions for every coach in the back row. Yes, Lane Kiffin, Bill Vickery, Sunday Buzz. Please keep your applause down. I'm going to ask Lane Kiffin. Are the Hotties better in Oxford or Baton Rouge?
Yeah, that's a great one.
What girls has he hit on so far? You know, we're going to get into some personal questions with Lane Kiffin. I probably will be ejected at that point. But I'm looking forward to it, David.
Well, the funny thing, did you guys hear the question? And I don't know if Christian, you can find it. There was a reporter, I guess it was for the Big 12. And he was asking a question about Texas Tech, and the guy really sounded like he just wanted to hear himself talk. And the director of the Big 12 just said, you know, I'm not going to answer your question. So what happens? You're right, Bill. A lot of times, and Roger, people will get up there and want to sound good asking a question, when really it's, you know, you really got to ask that. You want to get the sound bite, so you get credit for it.
Right.
Come up with a unique question. So you do have some showboating. I tell you what we miss. He was a staple of it. Was my old buddy Bob Holt, who you know covered me when I was a freshman. He was a staple there. You know, almost everybody would give Bob Holt the first question. Didn't matter if you were Nick Saban, Bob would be the first to raise and ask a question. It tied into Arkansas at some point, but you know, one of the things, Bill, you're going to get to see is how many new coaches do we have in the SEC now? We got Arkansas, Auburn, Florida. Is there anybody? That's three. Is that it? Arkansas, Auburn, and Florida. Is that it? As far as am I missing anybody? Of course, you've got some sort of newbies, Oklahoma, whose coach hadn't been there. I guess this is his third year. So you've got some new faces. There have been some turnover. Of course, you've got the guys like Kirby Smart, who been there for a while and have won national championship. Of course, the big story is going to be Lane Kiffin. Kiffin coming in as an LSU guy. You got the guy that replaced him at Ole Miss. So you got some interesting storylines. I remember a few years ago, just to show you how long I've been doing this, when it was who was the crazy quarterback that was so wild and crazy for Texas A&M. He just won the Heisman.
Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel.
So you had Johnny Manziel, and you had the big dude from South Carolina Clowney. Jadeveon Clowney.
Those guys walk in.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they are like rock stars. And now I'll tell you, we haven't had a lot of the marquee names like a McFadden or whatever when they walk in the room. Like right now, can you tell me one player in the SEC that you know? One. In any school?
Yeah.
Any quarterback?
Yeah, great point.
Everybody's moving around. You know who the quarterback is.
Here's your coach, Summerall.
That's one.
Alex Golish.
Well, two.
Silverfield.
Three.
Will Stein.
Will Stein, four. There you go.
Kentucky.
Pete Golding.
Kentucky, yeah.
Right, it's right.
Lane moved up.
So you got six coaches.
New teams, yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about Stein. He was a Burroughs Award finalist when he was at Oregon.
Yeah. I'm in downtown Lexington overlooking Rupp Arena as we speak, and I can tell you they're excited about – I mean, you know, every coach, every new – you know, they bring a level of excitement with to it. It'll be interesting. You know, though, last day, poor Ryan Silverfield. I mean, last day of SEC. I mean, at some point in time, you got guys, you know, got to beat the traffic. Get out of here early. It'll be interesting to see the reception he gets.
Yeah, it's that game will be. I was with somebody. I don't want to say his name just because it doesn't matter. But he said he was worried there might be somebody do something really stupid to try to do something stupid. You know, to try to embarrass Kiffin. You know, there on site, or you got a drunk, you know, fan or drunk kid who does something stupid. But that will be off the chart. And then of course the here's the deal for Arkansas, Bill. There will be zero respect. Nobody cares. You know, this is what I've learned is being a member of the media, Roger. When I'm there covering Arkansas, they all look down on you. They all look, you got your little radio show. What are you guys talking about? Hey, you could be in 16th place. You know, they just because, you know, if you're Alabama or Auburn or Florida or whatever, you got national championships, and we've been such a non-factor. You actually feel
for a long time.
Now, listen, I know a ton of guys down there and ladies that'll be great to reconnect with. But from a standpoint of you sense it like you guys are irrelevant. You guys are irrelevant. We have been.
Just are.
Well, yes. I mean, they're not doing it without
it
some degree of validity.
It is. No. So, I mean, it is. I mean, that's just the way it is. Yeah, it's just the way it is.
Well, it makes it hard for you. It makes it hard for the media to cover them.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's just. And here's the deal. I don't know if it's going to be much better this year. You got a tough schedule. You're outmanned. No. You know. It's. I mean, I don't know where you're going to find all the wins or enough wins to make this be a good season.
It can't. And listen, that's just it. There's no. I mean, I think that I am like a number of Razorback fans. I'm not. You know, I'm going to be there. Going to cheer. Going to be get excited on game day. But yes. Clear-headed, sober-eyed. The Kool-Aid, I didn't go buy it in the jug. It's still in the little container that's the kind you have to mix with water, like a little kid growing up that us poor kids had to, you know, you couldn't have the regular jug yes. Kool-Aid. You had to get the knockoff mix. It's still back there in the, and will stay back there for some time. And just, you know, understand that it is going to be a difficult season. And, you know, we'll see where it goes from here.
Couple things. We do want to thank the new sponsor, Smart Buick GMC, who is sponsoring Bill. He did have the Super Chevy dealers, and now the smart guys from Smart Buick GMC want to sponsor Bill. So
they want to get in on the man.
That's exciting, and Bill, I know you're excited about that as well. Today is also National Paul. Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
No, I love those guys. My suggestion to them was, what if you change the name to Very Smart Buick GMC? You've got smart, but they could be very smart.
Yes. I like it. I like it. Today is also National Paul Day. Give me your obviously the go-to local Paul. Give me a national Paul of note.
What about Les Paul, the guitar maker?
Oh, that's not been mentioned today.
Right.
It's not been mentioned.
See what I did there? Yeah.
That's genius.
What about Ron Paul? The former United States congressman and one-time presidential candidate.
Left
You're
left
on
out.
Fire. You're left on fire.
Yeah. And who was his
father? Back, last name.
Who was his dad?
And, of course, Rand Paul, his son, who's the congressman from here in Kentucky. Senator from here in Kentucky. Yeah. He's a senior senator. Yeah. He will be in about 5 months, the senior senator.
Who is
what some of us and somebody put it on there? I'm sure thinking about us when it comes to this show. We're a bunch of Paul's.
Oh, Paul Feinbaum! Oh my gosh, how the heck?
Are you kidding me?
How do we forget Paul Feinbaum
out there? Where Bill, obviously in the political world, he threw out those. I didn't even think about those. We're thinking about Paul Is.
I thought you say Paul Is right off the bat, Bill. But he was going deep. He was
in honor of my sister-in-law, Paul Stanley from Kiss.
Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley's a good one. Someone says Pauly Shore.
Well,
that's a good one.
Okay, do we do it?
No, it's Paul or Pauly.
See, I'm with you on that one.
Could put an asterisk.
Bill, it also is the 84th birthday of Harrison Ford. Give me one or two of your favorite, the Bill Vickery star system, maybe, or how many stars? Yeah, is there one that stands out? Could it be Roger of Fugitive?
Fugitive.
Could it be 42? Could it be Air Force One?
Right.
Chuck Monin says Paul Lynn. That is excellent.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he did a ton of great movies. Clearly, the Indiana Jones movies, maybe not the last one, but the first three, all great. He did the Tom Clancy stuff that was, you know, Clear and Present Danger, and he did all that. But, you know, he was a carpenter in Los Angeles. That's what he did as a career while he was going on auditions and things like that.
Yeah.
And he was working in George Lucas's house, and Lucas was putting together American Graffiti. And he has a scene in American Graffiti where he's just sitting in a car as they're cruising around, I don't believe he has a line in American Graffiti, but it's just an iconic shot of him kind of smirking with the chin and the hair and everything, and that's what launched his career. Is that about
I think Mackenzie Phillips may have been in his car with him on that.
You're right. Yeah, I think you're probably right there. Well, before one know, day and, at a time, you know.
Yeah. Well, yes. And I want to say that. Oh my gosh! One of the two defendants in the black defendant in A Few Good Men also was spotted as he was working on the sets and things like that, and with his build
Rob
and everything.
Reiner.
Right, yeah,
Rob Reiner's neighbor.
You're right. Could have seen him and said, you know, let's put that in there.
Couple others we want to mention. I mentioned 42. He's Branch Rickey. He does a great job, I thought, there. The other one, which is really that a lot of people don't know about, Roger and I have seen it. It was it's the one where he's married. Is it Michelle Pfeiffer, Roger? Who is this?
She is called former wife.
It's What Lies Beneath. It is a. Have you seen that one, Bill? What Lies Beneath? This it's a must watch. It's a. Listen, there's a twisty twist at the end of it. Twisty twist.
Is it the one where they walk down on the? Yes. They walk down the dock.
Yes.
Okay. See, I have seen one.
It is. It is. And then you got the Devil's Own with Brad Pitt, who was part of the IRA, right, Raj?
That's what he said. Yeah. I never watched it. I don't know that one.
That's actually a pretty good one too. You mentioned Clear and Present Danger, Patriot Games. He turns into Red Hulk in Captain America: Brave Something,
which is so bad.
It's terrible.
To have him do that, and of course he played to old man Dutton in
this is Roger being Harrison Ford
I morphed into doing Harrison Ford from as Branch Rickey into Kevin Costner in Yellowstone.
Rip, going over and get him out of there. Rip, get over to Jackie Robinson and tell Jackie he's got to stay calm. Jackie, you can't fight back.
Blade Runner was the other one that I never sort of connect to. I think Christian likes Blade. That one.
Oh,
Fugitive's one of the great ones.
Yeah, Christian, did you like Blade Runner, Christian?
Yeah, I like Blade Runner. It's good.
I'm a fan of that as well.
Sorry.
Oh, wow. That movie, Bill, is for deep thinkers, which we are not. So
do you know the book it's based on?
What, Blade Runner?
We can learn.
Do androids dream of electric sheep?
What? Nerd alert, Bill. That's what that is. When you hear that, hear that noise.
But that is an automatic nerd alert. I don't do that. I have nothing to do with that. And for you to talk about android sheep is really wild.
Our buddy Todd Ross, who we, I don't know if you know Todd or not, Bill, but he said Paul Harvey, which we mentioned several times. Here's one. Guess who sent me Paul Skeens? Guess who gave me? I'll give you one guess.
Who is Paul Skeens?
Bill Elson?
He's a band listener on our show. Roger's been texting a lot with.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a former pitcher at LSU. Overall draft choice.
You don't know that.
You didn't know who Paul Skeens is?
No. Okay. I don't know who that is. Sorry. I don't know who that is. And I don't know who the texter is. Because right now he spread rumors about Justin Moore.
The best one. And, of course, the best line of all of them is get off my plane. You know, it's the
I didn't kill my wife. You got that one.
Oh, that is a good one.
Wanted it.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't kill my wife.
I don't care.
And scene.
Tommy Lee Jones is so good in that
Murray's
one.
Dinner Playhouse, if you're listening.
Harrison, let me ask you guys this. Because you name off all the great movies, and listen, he's a great actor, but is he the least masculine of all the great action movie heroes? Like, he's in a ton of action movies. You know, those Tom Clancy movies are a ton of action, and then clearly the Indiana Jones. Don't get me wrong. He's very masculine. You know,
what do you call that, Bill?
Well, he's not
the anti-hero
like
or whatever.
Stallone or Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
I see what you're saying. He's just he's average guy.
He's a normal guy.
Who's the guy? Yeah, he's an average guy.
Yeah, I mean,
Indiana Jones. He's a professor.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and he's a CIA analyst. I'm not a field guy. He goes that whole thing. He's the president of the United States. You know, they're action movies, and he brings a cerebral twist to everything.
Would you say that you would even go to so far as, you know, put him, if you were to do the Mount Rushmore, we won't do it all right now, but in that same vein with him and that character, and him as an actor being that type tough guy, if you will, quote unquote, Bruce Willis, same thing in Die Hard, regular guy, you know, not roided up, not doing that sort of thing. Bruce Willis in the Die Hards and things like that. Bill, what was the movie?
That's a great
what was
point.
The movie that? Okay, thank you. What was the movie that I'm thinking of with as Jack Ryan with Willem Dafoe? Because that movie and that premise that makes
clear.
Me think
that's,
of
that's quick. clear and present danger where
okay, that's the one where he's going back and forth. Yes, where he's going back and forth. That makes me think of Mina when I'm watching the Made in America thing. Yes. You know, I've got the papers right here. I've got them all, and they're using the computer and all thing to you know, bleach and delete files and things like that.
Yeah, we did our trip down to by the way, Bill, to Mina for our 500 years of Arkansas restaurants, and they did the Skyline Cafe. And I asked the mayor. I said, "Mayor, do you guys take advantage of the history there? Like you've seen the movie? It was it American Made, Roger? That's what you said it was." And he just sort of laughed. I remember Bill when that was something that it was just, you know, everybody would see black helicopters flying in and out of Mina,
and they were,
and it turned out to be there is a connection.
Yeah, there just was, Bill. You know,
it would be tough though. It would be tough, David, to have a monument dedicated to the cocaine distribution inside the United States of America. So it's sort
Basil
of
could, hey, Basil, you know, could make a trouble.
Let me work on it, Bill. Let me work on it.
How about a trophy, David? You could give out, Mina could play somebody in football, and that could be the annual, you know, the Colombians candy. But the Colombian Bowl, something like that. Yeah,
you know, there's so. I mean, you know, when truth is stranger than fiction, and watching that American Made, just to do what we do, which is go Pretty Bird over here, and you see the part, how much of it was fiction, how much of it was true, and all. But you see the part where he is actually dropping off the cocaine out of the plane, out of the little hole, and that made me think, well, that could very well be how the drugs ended up on the railroad tracks in Saline County, where the two young boys were found and that sort of thing.
Well, so. I love the scene where Tom Cruise is telling him, he said, "Listen, I'm going to get out of here. I'll be out of here in 15 minutes. And supposedly the governor calls or whatever, the Secretary of State, and boom, he's out of there." And of course, you know, Bill, I mean, back in those days, that could have happened. Yeah. So anyway, had a great time in Mina. I was just making that point.
Absolutely. Maybe Harrison Ford should have been in the movie. I don't know. That's what we're trying to think.
So, Bill, are you in Buffalo right now? Where are you currently?
I'm in Lexington. That's what I said.
Lexington. That's right.
I'm looking out over, kind of have a view here of Rupp Arena. And so, here for a few days. Then you and I will be together. David, I've got a great itinerary plan for us for our Saturday evening excursion.
All right.
We're going
that's awesome.
Just, this is what I suggest to you. Come prepared with your passport, some gold doubloons, and two vials of penicillin. If you bring those three things, we're going to be golden for the 72 hours, you know, that we're going to spend.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be so good. We have been talking about hanging out. It's been so long. Usually, we have a woman with us. And won't have that this time. It'll just be the boys.
Look at your phone.
It'll just be the boys. Oh my gosh, this is so good. Chuck Monin, who by the way suggested Paul Lynn. Paul Lynn, excellent. Mm-hmm. He goes I've done the Burroughs Award. How about the Escobar Award?
The Pablo Bowl.
Yes.
That's right. They're in Mina.
Tony Montana.
Yes. Well, Bill, I'm looking forward to it. Listen, we are going to storm the waves of Tampa, and with Randy Rainwater will be there.
We're going to be there, and hopefully, Bill, you, me, Baz, and Trip Trap Trey Sapp will do things that get one of us arrested. Happy anniversary, Care.
You're going to finish. Trey Sapp's going to come back and be a new man in those bath fitter commercials that he does, or whatever they are. Like he's going to have a smile on his face when we're done with Trey Sapp.
I'm looking forward to it.
This will be the second year that we get to see all the videos of you and Trey down there doing stuff like that. That'll be fun to watch.
Yes.
Seeing him do that, having Bill down there doing that, that's going to be cool. And you actually will be on Radio Row, Bill, with Dude. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Very good. Okay, cool. Looking forward to that, and double R down that way, having the show. That's going to be fun.
All right, Bill. We do want to thank Smart Buick GMC again for your new sponsorship, and we will talk. I'll talk to you a few days before we get out of here.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll see when your arrival Saturday will be vetted, David. It'll be a big night out. As I said, passport, gold doubloons, two vials of penicillin. That's all we need for that 24 hours. All right, my friend.
On two. Ready, break.
Right.
All right, buddy. Talk soon, man.